what it is we have these certified tax delinquent properties, which means taxes haven't been paid on them at least 3 years. So there's no income coming into the cities or the school districts that take part of the tax revenue and use that for different services. The first step is the county prosecutor's office forecloses on them based on the tax delinquency. Once that's completed, then they go up for sheriff's sale. If someone purchases a property at sheriff's sale, they are still responsible for any back taxes or any liens that's on the property. And if those aren't purchased at sheriff's sale, then the city, Portsmouth City, can take possession of those. And that's when they're offered for sale to the general public.
And so even if they're offered for sale to the general public, the price might not include the total cost of bringing that property up to standard.
Correct. The vacant lots, those go at fair market value. Those are appraised. And if someone would purchase a home that is on a property, they have basically two options, to bring that home up to code or to have the building raised or torn down.
One of the interesting aspects of this project is that the initiative comes from the Portsmouth City Health Commissioner. What's the connection between the Health Commissioner and these properties?
Most of the properties are, we get inquiries from neighbors. That's where we find most of them. Or if we're out doing other inspections, we'll see like a blighted house and we'll look into that, do some research on it. But I'd say probably 90 to 95% we get inquiries from neighbors that have possibly mowed this lot for several years or tired of the blighted house next to them, and they want possession of it. Like I said, we'll take the phone calls and do research on it, and if it qualifies for the program, especially if someone is interested in it, we'll try to take control of that.
And the vacant lots actually can present some health hazards, like providing places for rats and so forth, right?
Correct. And a lot of people, if it has any high grass or weeds, they'll dump their trash or garbage on that. Snakes or any kind of vermin, rats.
Bugs.
Bugs, yeah, roaches, anything like that. And plus, it's just an eyesore for the community, too.
You can find out how to get a look at the listings and to get in touch with Portsmouth City Health Department on our website at wnku.org under Regional News. Andy Gideon, thank you for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.